Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. Call 800-901-5093. That's 800-901-5093. 800-901-5093.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. If you're not already watching us on video, we remind you to visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out this particular interview because we are catching up with a recent guest who joined us in our studio in Miami and talking about really the backbone of America, and that is small business and especially small 12-volt businesses that take such good care of our cars and trucks and motorcycles and boats and all sorts of things. This time, this week with this interview, we're coming to you from a very cool small business that does a great job with a whole lot of electronics for your vehicles and then some in Pembroke Pines, Florida. It's called Cartronics. And we're delighted to be joined once again by the owner of Cartronics, who I think has the best name for any retailer, although it's spelled differently, but trust me, I love it. Less tax for retail. Les, welcome back into Tomorrow.
Hello,
how are
Dave.
You?
I'm great. How are you today?
Glad to have you with us as well. I'm glad to have us here in one of your locations because it's always better to touch and feel and see the things that your customers experience.
Yes.
And we had so many good questions and great feedback from the last time you were on the show about, I didn't know that, or oh my gosh, that was awesome, or I didn't know I could do that with my vehicle, that we thought it's time to do kind of a recap and talk about some additional things.
Okay.
And of course, I guess the main thing from the 12-volt industry has always been, from the get-go, car radios.
Right. Well, of course, that's the foundation of the business originally, and it's expanded throughout the years, and it's morphed through the years with all the new technologies that come out. And, you know, the consumer becomes aware of it, whether it's from the newer cars or things that they've heard or seen on the internet, and they want to know, can I do that in my car, too?
Yeah.
That they don't, maybe they don't have it yet,
yeah.
Or they want to make it better that they already have it.
And it's no mistake that we're standing right next to a Porsche that you're doing even more work on. In fact, one of our staff, as we walked in, says, well, what does a Porsche not have that Les and his team want to put in? I said, anything and everything, because they can afford to do it, number one. But number two, it's like, no, of course I want more goodies. I want more electronics.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. In fact, you know, every new car could have, you would think, everything, but not all of them do.
Yeah,
and
sure.
There's always something that they want that the manufacturer simply just doesn't offer. In this case, this guy purchased this vehicle for a family member, and they're shipping it out of the state. But before it goes, they put a radar detector in. So they got a K40 full-blown front and rear radar, laser detection, laser diffusion radar detector installed.
Wow. So apparently this member of the family has gotten speeding tickets, and they want to help that not be a problem.
I wouldn't know, but maybe just want to avoid that from happening.
That's true. It's true, we're assuming. But that's a good example about how it may have everything, according to a dealer that you're buying a new car from.
Right.
But there's still something else you can easily add. Right?
That's correct. Always something else.
Yeah. And let's talk then about car audio specifically. We're in front of a really cool Alpine display here. And you are a flagship retail specialist. Ooh, I know that means something because it means that you sell a lot of this type of equipment in addition to others that are very commonly known.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it does mean something because it's only the long-standing dealers that would acquire that accolade. You know, you have to establish a lot of, you know, good customer feedback.
Sure.
You know, obviously be representing the brand and the product very well, have a lot of knowledge about the product. So it goes through all of those details. Actually, the flagship concept from Alpine is drifting away. They're going to be creating a newer concept for their premium dealers, mm-hmm. and that's going to be coming probably this year or next year. We don't know yet exactly.
Very cool.
Right.
So I'm reminded then, you probably get a lot of customers that come in and they say, I've got a new car, but the sound isn't quite what I'm hoping for. I need a tweeter, or I need a subwoofer. And you go, why do you think you need that, right?
That's
it's got to
right.
be your first question. It's like, we're not going to just put it in. What are you looking for?
Well, so, you know, very true. You know, you would think that the cars have the best sound they can possibly have now by this point in the game, but and they try. The manufacturers offer basic models, step-up audio, premium audio, and even higher in some cases. Mm-hmm. And there's always the customer that says, it's fine, but it doesn't sound good enough for me.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. So they do come in with this self-diagnosis, you know, I already know I need this, or I already know I need that. Very similar to going to the doctor and telling them I already know what the problem is, just write the prescription.
Yeah.
But the doctor needs to know more about what's going on. That's what I am. In that case, the doctor.
Gotcha.
So we kind of get a feel for what is their happy spot, what do they like about their system, what they don't like. Usually we'll walk out to the car, sit inside, listen to it. I always tell the customer, pretend I'm not here. Turn on your stereo and use it the way you would by yourself in the room.
Yeah.
And
with
let
your
me get
favorite
a feel
music or
yeah.
radio station
your,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Your settings, your favorite music, the volume that you would typically listen to. And now we can get a better feel of what's really missing and how we can give you advice on how to improve on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think they need a tweeter or they think they need a subwoofer, and they may be right in some cases, but usually there's more to it than that. So, you know, these companies, Alpine, for example, and many other brands that we carry, they have always had better sounding components from the get-go, and they also have solutions to fixing what's kind of inadequate about the way the car sounds from the factory, or even for a lot of customers, the older systems. It just got old,
sure.
wore out, you know, needed to be modernized.
Things happen, and the fact is that you do that digging for people, because otherwise, if you go to a big box store, for example, somebody says, I want a tweeter or I want a subwoofer, they just sell them. There you go, have fun.
Yeah.
And they're still not happy, most likely.
Oh, most always.
Yeah, most always.
In fact, that's really disappointing because they, you know, they think the brand let them down, and really it was the salesman or the application that let them down more.
Well, and that's why, as you know, we have talked with our audience for most of our 27 years on the air, that it's all about small businesses like yourselves that specialize in this.
Yeah.
You know, don't go to a store where the guy was suddenly a refrigerator expert two minutes ago, and now he's a vehicle audio expert.
Right.
No. Go to your local 12-volt dealers to get that family feel, if you will. And you can go back to them when you have issues, and you're going to resolve whatever their issues are.
Our goal is always to make the customer happy.
Sure.
You know, the money's great, but the real goal is, you know, the perpetuation of the brand Cartronix and the realization that everyone loves. This is the place to come to, because we're going to make sure that you're happy, whatever it takes.
Sure.
And we're going to try to do that the first time. Almost always get it done right the first time. But if something isn't quite, you know, what you anticipated or expected, no problem. Bring it in. Let's sit down and figure out what it's going to take to make you happy.
And while there may or may not be a Cartronix specifically nearby you, the point is there are thousands of businesses like yours.
That's right.
All around the country.
There's a lot of great guys out
and,
there.
And don't hesitate to visit one of those
That's
with
right.
any issue you have for your vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you go into a car stereo shop, you may want to know what exactly is your background.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing this for? What kind of trainings have you had? What kind of certifications do you have? Are you an authorized dealer of the products you represent? Have you done this before? You know, how many times? You know, and if the more you talk to somebody, the more you start to feel you don't have to be a specialist to know you're speaking to a specialist, unless they really kind of got you fooled.
But, yeah.
You know,
but you don't
want
to be the guinea pig with your brand new car if you don't feel comfortable with someone.
That's right.
So again, go to a store like Les's and the type that he does all around the country, and learn more about them. Speaking of learning more, a lot of folks are wanting displays, and if we step back behind me, we've got an even bigger display. Happens to also be an Alpine system.
Yeah.
But this seems to be the way to go. A lot of folks that say, I've got a brand new car and I love the radio and the sounds, but I want a better display,
right.
A bigger display. I want to see more.
That's right.
Then they come to folks like you and get something like this.
Absolutely. So, you know, cars will come with a variety of choices when you buy them off the parking lot. And the car dealerships don't always have every model available, especially during the past few years with the COVID restriction and product availability. So a lot of consumers had purchased vehicles that weren't quite the one they wanted, but it was enough to get by. And then after they've had it for a while, they realize, gee, you know, the screen is too small, or it doesn't have Apple CarPlay, or it doesn't do something that I thought it did, and I really would like to do something better. So we're looking at Alpine's 11-inch, what they call the Halo display. So
it's kind of a floating thing.
It's kind of a floating thing, right? So traditionally, we would put radios into the dashes of cars that fit right into the dash. Mm. We have all of the replacement dash kits that cars would require, and harnesses and connectors, make it all go in seamlessly, but fit right in and would be the traditional format.
Is that what's known as single or double
din? Single or double din. Double din would be the typical 7-inch lap maximum screen display.
Gotcha.
And that's still, I would say, most common. Mm-hmm. However, the OEMs, or the original equipment manufacturers, the new cars, are creating cars more and more and more with larger and larger and larger displays, and they're advertising that on TV, and the consumer sees that all these new cars have big screens. And Tesla was the big, you know, rollout with the Teslas of the big screens, really grew a lot of attention. Yeah. And then GM and Ford and Chevy and Chrysler and every other company and other Japanese vehicles too, are also making cars with larger screens. So when a customer comes into the store, they would say, is there a way to get a larger screen on my otherwise would have been a standard aperture space location? So these guys created radios with larger screens that still fit into the traditional dash fitting.
Gotcha.
Right? So we have the 11-inch, they have 10-inch, 9-inch, 8-inch, other than 7-inch.
And it's not uncommon then for folks who get a brand new car to come to a shop like yours and say, I want to replace the radio.
Not uncommon at all. We see it every day. You know, you would say, you would figure mostly the older used cars, and that is very popular.
Oh, of course.
Because they wear out, they don't have the technology. But even brand new cars, 2022s, roll into the shop, they want to change the radio.
Upgrading, whether it's a brand new car or an older car, you can also get some additional features. It might be something like amplifiers. You got that power if that's what you're looking for, or just some additional detail technology that you're looking for.
Absolutely. So, you know, the amplifier is a great topic to talk about because a lot of customers think that amplifiers are just about power.
Yeah.
And for a certain crowd, that is exactly what it's for. Just power is all that matters.
Yeah.
But for other crowd, it may be for just better sound quality, more definition. You may not need to be a louder system, but you need some type of equipment that can reproduce the audio with more detail and finesse. We talk about the warmth of sound and the depth of sound, so better amplifiers and better processing of sound gives you that more of a quality live experience that you might want to get if you have a tuned ear for music, and there's a lot of people out there that do.
Sure. So don't think of an amplifier as just loudness.
Correct.
If it's a new one, especially with a lot of features, the quality really plays a much more important role.
Absolutely. So we'll take a factory car sound system that's brand new and perfectly well working and just improve it either to make it louder sometimes, mm-hmm. But often just to make it sound better. And we'll use better amplification, we'll use better speaker components, replace them in the location that they came from the factory in. Mm-hmm. All there are cars that we actually have to custom build in locations for speakers, but for most people, they want to keep the car looking original.
Sure.
And whatever we're doing, they want to be able to reverse it back if they sell the car or if it's a lease. And a lot of the things that we're doing is always with the plan that it can be undone and put back to original so they don't lose the value of the vehicle.
Now let's talk about those that want the subwoofer, and they know. They'll come into a store like yours and say, I want bass. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Well, and that may be the case then.
That's right.
In which case, you have to determine how much bass, how big a subwoofer, what kind of system goes in. You do a lot of customization. I'm looking across your showroom, and there's a lot of cabinets, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the woofer category is big, and big because the woofers are big, but not, they don't have to be. So the manufacturers have been very clever in creating smaller and smaller woofers and flatter woofers for more tighter enclosures, like under the seats of, back the seats, behind the seats of pickup trucks, for example. Mm-hmm. Or for the client that says, I don't want to use up any more room in my car, they can't or they don't want to. So there's very compact woofers, and then there's the full-size woofers. So that's a very big category, and there are companies that have done a marvelous job in making better-sounding speakers that go in the boxes. These are woofers. And then they make better cabinets that make the woofer sound better. And then, of course, we come into building new enclosures that fit the car more precise, or we can find pre-made cabinets. We have some in the store. I guess you'll take some shots later that fit the vehicle specifically.
So a lot of 12-volt dealers like you all around the country will even custom make these enclosures, I'm assuming?
Yeah, custom make them if they're not available, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. And you don't have to take up the entire trunk of your car for a woofer. Some do, and maybe that's what they're looking for, right. But you don't have to do that.
You definitely don't have to, and for the guy who wants to, all the power to him.
Sure.
But for most people, just one or two good subs can make a massive change in the sound quality in their vehicle and not take up all the real estate in their vehicle as well.
We're chatting with Lester Tax, the owner of Cartronics in Pembroke Pines, Florida. CartronicsBroward.com is his website. If you're not already watching our video, be sure to do so at IntoTomorrow.com as we continue to show you very cool products for your vehicles. As Into Tomorrow continues, don't go away.